Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to separate the world, y'all. Frauds from the real. Time to separate the world, wow. The frauds from the real. Time to separate the world, wow. Frauds from the real. Time to separate the world, wow. Frauds from the real. Time to separate the world, separate the world.
Okay. What's the definition of a real nigga? No, it don't make you real, just cause you kill nigga. So what you kill nigga? So what you kill nigga? Cause you a feel nigga, that don't make you real nigga.
From the real, trying to separate the world, the frauds from the real, trying to separate the world, frauds from the real, trying to separate the world, separate the world.
What's the definition of a real nigga? No, it don't make you real, just cause you deal, nigga. So what you deal, nigga? So what you kill, nigga? Cause you a feel, nigga. That don't make you real, nigga. That don't make you real, nigga. Narcotics and carry the shit. See, you gon' think that's being real till you buried and dead. Till you run into real goons that'll carry your head. See, real niggas go legit then get married with kids. I turned that goulash into moolah and now I'm that kid. I tell her mama keep it real, fuck that makeup and wig. Rest in peace to the real, wish realness can wake up the dead. But it can't, so I paint, fix till I'm laying it dead. I keep a head, it ain't no telling where I'll be this year.
Bro.
Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to my CEO, XY DJs, the millions in the building, chilling with us, you know what I mean, on a Friday, on Thursday night, you know. Friday, we do fireworks show on Philly DMV Hot Radio, which I love so much, of course. But no, tonight we chilling in a music night. Studio, shout out to Dunny Engineering, everybody in the building, Mimi underscore Sanchez, I see you, baby, niggas in the booth, I forgot their names, shout out to Wood, y'all don't know them though, shout them out nonetheless. What's good, Demel, what's up with you?
Working hard.
Working hard. All roads lead to October in ATL next month. What's good with it?
We got the Me Moo Legend and Boss Lady. We gonna be doing a showcase every Wednesday.
Oh, where at?
In Atlanta.
Where?
It's at, where the showcase.
You don't want to shout out the club or the venue?
Oh, it's All-Star Bar Lounge where the Red October going to be at.
You said what?
The bar and lounge, R Star, where Red October going to be at.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So every Wednesday, ATL going to be popping.
We'll be there in the next 2 weeks.
Roll right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Damn, shout out to 8 Game Cheese at Fox's. I just left it because.
You say what?
I said, no, I was talking about on Instagram. You know, I got ADD. Shout out to you. Thank you for calling in tonight. You already know my topic for tonight. You already know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Tonight, you know, last Thursday, it was a little turned up. Shout out to the nut-ass boy. I will never say his name again, who I exposed for loving trainees. You know what I mean? Bitch, keep my name out your mouth. That's my one only topic to him. I know you listen to all my shows because he's always been a supporter, you know, because he don't do shit but stalk me and try to do nothing.
Maybe he likes you.
I don't give a fuck if he likes me. Like, that would make no sense if he liked me because he like ugly as a dog and he looks like a gorilla bear.
You got a picture with him standing behind you. You know, he was like, just like, he
shut up,
felt like he
was. Talk. All right,
oh.
Shut up.
He might
stop.
Still feel some kind of way.
Some type of way. But on some real, like, the boy, he corny. You know what I mean? We all know he called into my show. He claimed that he's going to get his exclusive for on the FM stations here in Philly or whatever. But I don't give a fuck. I will say, like, last week, and I'm going to say this in the beginning of the show, I wasn't coming at people. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give a fuck. I love transsexuals. I love the whole LGBTQ community. You know what I'm saying? I love them all. Y'all look good. Y'all live your life. Y'all free and y'all open. You know what I'm saying? Even though I am personally straight, I love my own, you know, I love my own dick, you know. I'm straight, but I support you all, Sean. I support you all. And my whole thing last week, I was saying, I'm not coming at the guys, but I was saying the transsexual men look like transsexual men. They were out and proud. You know, the boy had his little short sword showing his dick. Niggas thought it was a fat pussy, but that's just because they was thirsty, you know? Like, I'm saying. I didn't do my show last week for those guys. I did it to support my trainees because they was exposing niggas, so I started exposing the same niggas they was exposing. That was what last week was about. But tonight, I want to get it on this little subject of testosterone. You know, my period on right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little irritated and irritable. I could stay
yeah,
a nigga.
You've been like that all day.
Shut up. Why you snitching on me? That's some bullshit. If you was right here, I'd stab you.
It's okay. I've been stabbed before. I'm still
That's
here.
That's why I like you. You're such a strong man. I love it. But, you know, on some real shit, I wanna get in on this testosterone because I really feel like if men were to know you know, when their hormones was out of whack or when they was at the peak baby making, you know, time of the month. Because, you know, guys y'all don't shoot straight all the time. Y'all can't make a baby every day of the month. Just like women can't make a baby every day of the month. Y'all probably
men straight too.
But I want to get to the bottom of the testosterone and figure out why is our prison full of niggas, you know? Like, control your emotions, fellas.
Miss Honest, now,
yes.
If, when you come to Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
It is some men here, right, that trick the shit out of a man. So,
baby,
I don't say nothing. When I go out, I don't say nothing.
Wait.
I don't approach nobody. I got to know you. Huh?
Wait a minute, hold that thought, Demar. I'm going to take a call. We got a caller at press one. Everybody listening in, definitely if you press one, I will open up your mic and you can join in on the show with us. If you have anything to say about the topic, tonight's topic is testosterone. You know, fellas, can you control it or, you know, do you let it control you? 267-595, welcome to Philly Shop Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what up, Art? What up? This is Arson. What's up, Arson?
Arson!
How you doing? What's up? Is that's D on the phone?
Yeah, that's the Mel. That's the Million.
D, what's up? What's up? Shout out to X Squad DJs, all my family in the land of Boss Lady Entertainment, everybody in ATL. We'll be back soon. What's up, Honest? I called in because of the picture I seen on IG.
Listen, first of all, when my homies showed me that, and they showed me that it was the Philadelphia Police Department. Wait a minute, Demel. You can say hi to Arson in a second. But, Demel, the Philadelphia Police Department, and I feel some type of way, you know what I mean, released this video, you know, with
right.
two suspects shooting somebody and robbing somebody in a store, but one of them
right.
happened to have, you know, a Blood Money sweatshirt on. Now,
right, that's,
why are you describing this Blood Money sweatshirt to a T when everybody in Philly and all over the world support that brand? That's the same
right.
thing like somebody commit a crime in a polo T-shirt. Are you going to put
right,
out
right.
Ralph Lauren? Come on. I don't like that.
Right. See, that's what I call it for because that's
yeah,
the same sentiments
heart.
I have. The same feelings I had about, like, you know, somebody wearing a polo or a Gucci jacket or a Philadelphia Eagles jacket and went and did something like that. You know, it's only because of, number one, what music is affiliated with, you know what I'm saying? It's not our fault, you know what I mean? You know, it's not rap per se. It's the people that
now,
listen
wait a minute.
To it. And
now,
then,
wait, hold up. Slow down for 1 second, Arson. Please state your name, who you represent. Shout out where you from. Shout out to niggas. Do that introduction
right.
so they can know why
right.
you're speaking.
It's Arson,
like,
Blood Money, ENT, Pure Punishment Records, North Philly, Logan, Philadelphia, my second home, ATL. You already know
my
there.
House. My
right.
house. My show.
My DJs. You already know what it is.
My
but,
dog.
You know, What I wanted to say basically on that topic is, you know, number one, it wasn't anybody from my camp because we're not into that type of stuff. Number one, we businessmen, we're rappers, we sell clothes, we are sponsored by 20 Grand Vodka, we have our own club, we travel, we do music, we sell CDs. So robbing a Chinese store or somebody in a Chinese store is like not something that, you know, we're going to risk our career or, you know, the career we're pursuing over, you know, how much money can you get from somebody inside the Chinese store? You know what I'm saying? We've been up and down the East Coast on the U-Rock tour, everywhere from Connecticut to South Beach performing. You can check anyone on our Instagram. That's for any police or anybody in the law enforcement that might be listening tonight. We ain't got nothing to do with that. We sell those shirts across the city, the Rise and Grind T-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts, as long as the Blood Money sweatshirts and T-shirts and hoodies. And, you know, when somebody purchases it and choose to do in it or with it, you know, it's not our problem, you know. It's not nothing that we, you know, condone, you know. But when I seen it, it made me mad because I already knew what type of heat was going to come from it, you know, being as though that, you know, it seemed like it's a gang-affiliated thing when actually the name from Blood Money comes from, number one, everybody in that camp being family. So that's where the name Blood comes from. So it's not like a gang or, you know, a drug gang or anything like that. Everybody is actually related, and we just happen to do music. I'm like the only person from Blood Money or Pure Punishment that's not related to somebody inside the camp. Everybody is either brothers or cousins, you know, so that's where the name comes from. So it's not like a gang thing or, you know, something like that. But people need to, I don't know. I mean, times is hard out here. I understand, you know, I'm not sitting here talking like we, you know, we just on top of the world, we rich, or we don't have to do this or do that. Like, I'm in the same boat as a lot of other people. I'm an underground artist. I'm trying to come up. I'm out here grinding and, you know, doing what I got to do so I can pursue my career. But people got to make better decisions, you know. Robbing a Chinese store is beneath anything that anybody out my camp would be interested in doing, you know. We're trying to get money for real.
That's like robbing the junk.
And wait a minute, and they didn't rob the Chinese store. They shot this guy. They were trying to rob this guy or whatever. If y'all see the video, you know, search on YouTube Philadelphia Police. You know, check out their video. You know, guys in Uptown, what does the video say? It says 7228 Ogden's Avenue, D.C., number 13-1406-4873. You know, search that out. And I haven't did too much research, but I will bet every dollar that I've made in my life, and that's a lot of money, that if I search any of their other DC videos or whatever, they will never signal out the brand of anybody's clothes, any suspect's clothes, any of their video. They won't single out their brand. I really would love to know who's running that YouTube page, and I want to know, why would you think that it was okay and acceptable for you to zero in on a brand of the sweatshirt? You didn't zero in on a brand of jeans. You didn't zero in on the guy's, you know, his what's it called, the description, black man. You didn't even say black man. You know, that's normally the first thing that the police say when they're given a description of a suspect. He was a black man. And, you know, that's already controversial and discriminative. You know what I mean? This is discrimination. You know, I don't understand what's going on or anything else, but this is pure discrimination. That's discriminatory. That's crazy. I'm really upset by it. Like, I looked at the video, and then I seen the end of the video, and they just putting on blast, Rise and Grind. So if I wore my Rise and Grind T-shirt, you going to call me a suspect?
Right. And then, see, that's the thing about it, you know what I'm saying? Because when I seen the video and it just had a logo, had the Blood Money ENT logo at the end of it, is basically like saying or trying to say or implement somebody from Blood Money ENT, like we had something to do with it, which is, you know, and they had to go to our website, which is at 215bloodmoneyent.com. You can cop Rise and Grind, you can cop music, videos, buy all that stuff, the clothing by PayPal, and we'll ship it wherever you at. But anyway, they try to put the logo from the website, basically, and, like, stuck it with the video and put it up on the end of the video because the logo they use is from the actual website. So it's kind of like, you know, making...
They use your actual logo. Wait a minute. That's another thing. Y'all search YouTube, Philadelphia Police, whoever's running that YouTube page. Search the internet, and y'all got an actual still, because that's how popular the brand is, Philadelphia Police. That's how popular the brand is. So y'all go in, and y'all take it.
And how about we protest it to make it more popular?
Wait a minute. We have a couple of callers. 2+1, Arson. Wait a minute. Chill, everybody. Chill. You know, like, this also goes into my topic for tonight, because even though tonight my topic was about testosterone, you know what I mean, and stuff like that, because my period's on or whatever. But I really want to get into, you know what I mean, how does testosterone affect you, fellas? Like, earlier I spoke to my therapist. You know what I mean, when I went to therapy, I was in a car accident in May or whatever, and I had a conversation with him, and he was saying, like, oh, you complaining about your period, try taking testosterone for a month, see how you act when you're, you know, your hormones is going crazy, the fact that, you know, all the prisons are full of men, you know, they say women can't control their emotions, but what are prisons full of? Like, am I lying? 910-262. Welcome to Philly Shot Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sean.
Yo, it's A. Sean right here calling from North Carolina, the Fort City.
What's good?
Hey, Sean, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening in.
I don't think, you know, Tata Storm has a lot to do with men in prison. It's mostly youth and what they're following, what they're seeing, what they're hearing. And also, I think most of the dudes are in prison because of not being able to control their alcohol or their drug of choice. You know, once you get older, you know, get up in age, you know, most young guys becoming men, they start changing. They start letting some of that stuff go if they got some sense about themselves. So I really don't think testosterone is a factor of, you know, what's making them act like that. It's just the youth running wild, running free, not having the responsibilities or the mindset to handle the responsibilities that they're supposed to be handling until, you know, they do get knocked, they do get locked up. And then, you know, they say, okay, I'm tired of sitting in this motherfucking jail and shit. I'm tired of this. So now I'm going to start changing so where, okay, I ain't give a fuck about going to jail. I don't give a fuck about going to jail and all. After you sit there for a year, two, three, four years, then you start changing your mindset. Your mind gets sober. And then you start thinking of ways of, okay, I'm not going back. Now I'm out here in this world. No, I'm trying to maintain. So, you know, that's what I think it is.
I want to know, what leads to that? Because, let's really think about it. Because even, like, some guys' bravado and what hormones do guys have? Like, it's got to be something. For me, I feel like it's got to be something, fellas. Like, and I want my black men, my Chinese men, my Puerto Rican men, my Caucasian men, you know what I mean, my Russian men, my men all over the world, you know what I mean, my Arab men, you know what I mean, to, I want them to really start to become aware, like, what's making you act this much where you got to enforce your opinion that much where you losing your mind and you losing your freedom, you know?
Most of the dudes are acting, they're not being themselves. They acting out what they see on videos, what they see on TV, what they think is cool, what they think is gangster. It's just like a lot of these guys are gangbanging at a young age, but once they get older, you know what I'm saying, they see this shit is wrong and you know, what you're doing is wrong. Men change. A lot of, if they got sense, a lot of the youth, you know, they are fools for later on down the line. You know what I'm saying? A young man in his 20s, hopefully when he's 40, you know, he changed. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to be a fool at one point in time, ripping and running, carrying guns, selling drugs and all that shit. But after you get knocked a couple of times and all that, then you know your worth as a man, you change. And you say, okay, I'm not doing this shit no more. Fuck that. I'm not 20 no more. I'm not going to be sitting out here late night, all the night, out there where there's trouble, get myself out here trying to prove a point that I'm the baddest motherfucker in the streets, I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world trying to hold that title when it's not a title to hold because you can't hold it. The system is set up for any man to not, okay, you trying to do something positive, okay, you good to go. You doing something negative, okay, now you're going to become a statistic. And that's what these young youths do not see. They become in statistics.
Yeah.
So
now, even going into what you just said, I want to let you know, like, what me and Arson was speaking about earlier, the Philadelphia Police Department released this video of a crime happening. In the video,
I heard y'all was on there. I was on the line the whole time.
Yeah, so in the video, you know, there's these guys, they're robbing this guy, and the guy has a shot. One guy has on a Blood Money sweatshirt, and the other guy, you know what I mean, has on whatever he had on. I don't even know because the police department didn't even promote that, the guy's description. You know, the only thing they singled out was, you know, my peoples who sell and promote Blood Money ENT, their sweatshirts, Rise and Grind, Team No Sleep, all
They see a positive movement that doesn't have nothing to do with nothing. So what they do is the police to break down that positive movement that got a positive name with itself, you know, they break it down like, okay, you know, hey, they got this song, they associated with this, if it's associated with this, it's bad. See, the police, once they get something, it could be good or bad. They make it, they wait. They plant the seed for that seed to grow and for people to say in their mind, hey, okay, well, they got this blood money shirt on, whatever, whatever. They must be part of a gang. And anybody that's got that shirt on, you know what I'm saying, they part of the gang, they represent something negative. When in actuality, they don't know what's going on. They don't give a fuck. They care about their statistics. And they don't want us. It's not set up for, you know, a street person or a halfway decent dude coming from the bottom to the top or middle class, however it might be. It's not set up for a young black man to become a millionaire. It's a lot of dudes out here got a lot of good hustle and a good grind. But it's always factors that's fucking them up and making them look negative when they're really doing positive shit.
That's true, bro. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
OG DJ A. Sean. Don't drop this up.
You know, like,
I never dropped this up, and if I did, the mail, you pick it up from me.
The mail is not getting locked up because any prison holds a mail. Y'all listening to me? I'm being real honest. Any prison that locked my nigga the mail up, I'm going to blow it up. That's real shit. Don't fuck with him. I'm coming.
And they're going to have Philly Shine Radio on the news for blowing up the goddamn jail and boom, there you go, you a negative motherfucking chick.
Listen. I can say what I just said because Jamel's not locked up. It was hypothetical. If the police bother me, they're going to meet my guy that's name start with it. His title starts with an L. It is with an R. And in the middle is R. You know, lawyer. Like, don't play with me. Like, please, God, like, leave me alone, police. Like, ugh, I will throw up just like that. Please, come on. But once I'm real, you know what I mean? I only want to just say this. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say this. I really want to get to the bottom of why are all our men locked up.
This is the thing about.
And then I just opened up another call. Shout out to my homie VVS Stone in the building. Welcome.
What up? Honest, listen. The prison system is business, like anything else in this country.
I know that part. I really don't want to know that this is business. That's why a lot of us is locked up. Look, testosterone is in us. It's not nothing that we can control. It's in us. It's in our DNA.
That's the way men are. That has nothing to do with us being locked up. Maybe, you know, law enforcement people take advantage of people not being able to control their testosterone or their emotions or their anger, but that has nothing to do why a lot of us is locked up. We're locked up because it's business. It's established. Nothing in this country is established without a dollar being made behind it. So they build in prisons. They just closed 40 schools in Philadelphia to build prisons. Why?
Let me say this. You know what I mean about myself. You know, even today, I've seen a couple of people, you know, being more honest about their past, but I'm like, I'm true gangster. I'm not going to admit to nothing I've done. But I've been into some shit myself. You know what I'm saying? I've always been into some shit, but when it came to a certain situation that was, like, either too hot to handle, you know what I'm saying, or
well,
it was, like, I knew I would get caught, I would slow down.
That ain't,
Listen. I don't know. That's why I'm going to finish my thought. Let me finish. And then when I go to, you know what I mean, somebody else, I've had a lot of situations, like a lot of my homies who are even locked up, who even, you know what I mean, having to go through situations to where it's, so let's even go further, because testosterone is definitely the hormone that concerns, that controls your guy's erection, you know what I mean? And then that's the stuff that have guys, you know, searching for, you know, pussy in all the wrong places or even getting caught up.
That's you know, that ain't all news. I control my dick. That's wrong. I got nothing to do with it.
I was talking to my homie. All right, Aisha, you don't got to do. You got to get all cocky. Look at you. Calm down. I'm just saying, like, seriously, like, I've had, you know what I mean, a lot of situations. And this is just me speaking for myself. I'm not even speaking for all bitches, because bitches, like, and I'm just saying bitches because I don't know all our names, but females, women, we're not the ones that are locked up. You know what I mean? We're not the ones that have to deal with, like, you know, too many crazy, you know, consequences. Like, yeah, it's a lot of strippers or whatever, but it's more businesswomen than it is that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, as a race, you could say whatever you want about the females. You know what I mean? Like, we're more in control of our everyday and our consequences. The same way you guys know that once you get locked up, you ain't nothing but a paycheck to these people making the bills. You know what I mean? People running shit. You're nothing but a paycheck once you get locked up, fellas. Like, it's not worth it to kill this man in broad daylight or rob this guy in front of a camera or slap a bitch or rape a bitch or torture people or whatever you do to, you know what I mean, end up behind bars and end up in trouble. It's not worth it. You know you're becoming a paycheck. But why are you doing it? Where is that control? That's what I'm saying. Let me ask you a specific question after my statement. So I'm going to ask you, with even with you and your experience with the people that you know, and then, like, even if you know guys that's been locked up, what can you have a testimony to, or why, you know what I mean, a guy chose to do the wrong thing aside from the right thing? Like, can you explain that to me? Because that's where I'm confused.
Alcohol and drugs. That they be done.
When
the
Sean, I was asking Storm.
I can't agree with that.
Say what you gotta say.
This is arson. I can't agree with that. I mean, sometimes alcohol and drugs. You know, everybody out here is just on alcohol and drugs. This situation that people be in. People will be out here.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't blame.
Yeah, don't
blame.
Everything.
Okay. I don't know if anybody ever.
I couldn't hear you.
All right, go ahead.
Arson and I. That's why I was going to wait to address DJ Aisha and talking about, you know, other influences and stuff like that, because that might be a topic for Tuesday night, because I'm always drinking. You know what I mean? I'm always drinking. And then, like I said, I can control myself. Like, I don't even want to blame alcohol and paraphernalia. I don't even want to blame that shit, because even that comes with a warning label. You know, when you're drinking this shit, you got to be more on point, because you're going to be off. You know, if you popping pills or you surfing or you whatever you're doing, that's going to have you fucked up. Don't do nothing where you got to be on point, because you're not going to do it right. That's come on. But VVS Stone, I'm sorry, I don't know why your phone was muted, but I wanted to hear you, you know what I mean, answer my question. Like I was saying, like, what can you say to us right now? For me, I want to know, because I'm confused about, you know what I mean, why, when there's, you know, God felt with consequences, the same consequences anybody else goes through. You know what I mean? Why they chose to say, fuck it, I'm going to commit this crime and I'm going to get caught, whatever. Or I'm a fuck this bitch, I'm going to get caught, and I'm going to fuck this bitch raw and get AIDS, or, you know, whatever the guy do, because they just, like, whatever.
Well, the sex part of the situation, as a man, if you be in a certain circumstances, that's just, as a man, we just do dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? We know we don't have no business fucking this girl raw, but our dumb asses will do it anyway. It's just in us. We're human beings, like, you know what I'm saying? We're not in church. If we're not in church, born-again sinners, waiting until we get married to have sex with somebody, then we're going to, somebody, you're going to fuck up somewhere down the line. I don't care if it was when you was 13 years old or if it was when you was 45. You know what I'm saying? There's a fuck up because you shouldn't do it. Everybody, especially in 2013, everybody know they should not be fucking nobody raw unless that's your wife or your girl that you know already went to the clinic, got everything situated, made sure y'all was cool. But niggas still do it because a lot of the times it just be just thinking with the wrong head. Most of the time it's niggas thinking with the wrong head. You know what I'm saying? That's on the sex side of things. The violent side of things, a lot of it has to do, from my perspective, a lot of it has to do with drugs. I don't know. I mean, all of us have taken drugs before, and all of us have felt a total different way when we took them. Now, I mean, I might have ran into somebody last night at the bar, and we might have got into something last night, but I wasn't all fucked up like I usually be. But the next day I see you, I might have 5 Xannies in me. Now I think I'm Superman. Now I see you, not thinking that is somebody on the news ever. All right, I don't know. Please just, and I'm saying this to us as black people, and if anybody can talk to somebody, like a young boy that they know, just one a day, like, yo, young boy, listen, just stop, because you're destroying yourself. Every single day is somebody on the news on a video camera doing something stupid. Now, I don't know how people can still wake up tomorrow and go do something stupid that they just seen, at least for the last 4 years, y'all, every single day it's been somebody on the news on camera doing something they ain't got no fucking business doing, because they just out of pocket. Philadelphia is out of pocket right now. If y'all don't know, if you in Philadelphia right now and you didn't know, there's a gang unit task force in Philadelphia right now. The ATF, the FBI, and the Philadelphia Police Department have a gang unit. Like we're in California wearing rags and shit. So when y'all made the point about the shirts and the blood money shirts and the different situations, like people, They look at that as a gang. They look at it as, okay, well, they all got that shirt on. Well, they must be from the same place and they must be doing the same thing. So let's just investigate them and see what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? But right now, that's exactly where they're going. My brother just came from the police station for some shit he has nothing to do with, but because he's in the area of where all this dumbass shit going on, they just snatching niggas up. He got to go to orientation for a fucking gang, some gang unit orientation. Like, he's in a gang to them when he's nowhere near even close to even thinking about what the fuck is going on in the neighborhood. He's not even thinking about that. That's not even on his mind. You know what I'm saying? He's on a positive note. But being so he's in the neighborhood and he's around, you know what I'm saying, he's automatically implicated in the situation. And I always try to tell him, you're guilty by association. You don't have to be doing anything with the situation. But if you're around the situation or if you're around certain people, of course, they're going to implicate you in the situation.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And so, that's the, go ahead. That right there.
Yeah.
That right there is a whole nother issue.
Shout out to everybody listening. Yeah, it is. And I did this topic tonight because I know a lot of my listeners are fellas. I support my niggas. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I actually have my son's father who is in prison right now. You know what I mean? Which drives me fucking nuts because he should be free, you know. But at the end of the day, it's these certain, you know, restrictions. And I don't know what it is. What is it, intimidation? Why are you trying to control our men? But I want to open up another caller, 267-880. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name were you calling from?
This is Nonfiction. Love Money all day.
You're there.
Love Money is, you're there. Real shit. Like, I feel like, come on. How in the world has the Philadelphia Police Department, and I think there's some cocky shit on their part. Like, you guys, the Philadelphia Police, control your emotions, control it, bring it back, because you guys are singling out a brand where a lot of people are supporting these sweatshirts. You are not going to fuck with anybody in the fucking Blood Money hoodie. Ain't no Trayvon Martin in Philly is going to be I don't even want, y'all don't even want it. Like, why would you discriminate against just the brand, the T-shirt? The boy had on jeans. He was black. Like, that's what they normally say. But Nonfiction, like, speak on, first of all, that video, because it was against your, you know, your brand, your company, everything that you represent as an artist and an entrepreneur,
exactly,
as yourself.
Exactly.
Like, along with
can
the tonight's topic.
I'm sorry. Can I just, real fast, just want to interrupt real fast. It's not about them per se as a unit. It's about the police really don't have a fucking clue what's going on. Like, they
well,
really
we
don't
yeah,
have
we,
a fucking
yeah,
clue.
Yeah.
So they
definitely.
Just
you know,
fucking with
women.
People. They just fucking
yeah,
with people.
Chill.
Yeah,
we already know. And that's another thing I want to say to you guys. That goes through my head every day, all day. This bitch just want to fuck with me. This person just wants to fuck with me. And I bring it back. I calm down. So you see me almost lose my temper, but I don't. You know, it's been plenty of situations where I could be behind bars, you know, just taking a person's life or slapping a bitch
out
or breaking something. You know, but I don't. I bring it back. But, yeah, like I was saying, Nonfiction, please, like, speak on,
yeah,
like I said, this video. Just things are out of control.
Yeah, basically, like, the main thing that was disturbing for us was at the end, they put caution armed with a sawed-off shotgun. So, basically, they got you assuming that anybody with that attire on is armed with a sawed-off shotgun. Not only that, but, like, I'm running around the city doing radio interviews. Like, I done did, like, 3-4 radio interviews in the last 4 or 5 days. So I'm walking around not knowing, with Rising Ground on the front and Blood Money on the back, everything I wear, because I'm stamped in. Like, everywhere I go, I rep the label. But we got people everywhere buying our clothing and going around wearing it just to support the movement, to the point where niggas ain't got to be in the streets. Like, it's really a hustle where we could go out here and sell shirts and CDs instead of doing what they saw on camera or being out here selling drugs or something like that. So basically,
right,
now you making it to where niggas ain't even going to want to wear that brand because it's hot. They don't want to get picked up on the street.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
bullshit.
Now it's putting us in a position where now you got to figure out another way to get money because they basically sabotaging the brand. And,
right,
I mean, we put up
right
a rebuttal on the website. We came at them. We talked to the reporters and all that. But who knows how long it's going to take to clear the name and for them to find who it was. Because none of our niggas.
I
don't think the name going to get cleared because here in North Carolina, you know what I'm saying, we've been at that gang task force shit. And the thing about it is, There is a blood set, and it's called Sex Blood Money. So, you know, I think a lot of the guys in that group of bloods is buying that brand, and that's what they use.
Yeah, but, I mean, we done had issues in the past where similar things happened, and we rebuilt our brand. Like, we went on the Rising Ground. We did the Whip It to the Oils. Like, our movement is constantly evolving, and every time we bring out a new wave, like, it picks up even bigger than the wave before that. So we're not worried about our movement as a whole. It's just right now that particular slogan that we branding is going to slow down in the Philadelphia area because of what's going down, which makes it
so
the rare.
And then I don't know if you guys bought it to, you know, they had the Rising Ground morning show as well. You know what I mean? I know they're not affiliated.
Yeah, like
with
they
guys
rock our shirts.
That's
like Mina say what? Like Mina
yeah,
say what? We rocked our shirts. She tweeted it. She put it up on Instagram. 107.9, Mia Mendez, Rich Dollars, Loving Hip Hop, like everybody
right
is promoting this and supporting the movement.
Right. Up and down the East Coast, not just in Philly, neither, because we didn't meet everywhere from North Carolina to South Beach, and
that shit is in Cali, that shit is in ATL,
right,
it's in South Carolina, North Carolina, New York.
Leave our positive asses alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing positive shit. Like, leave
right
us the fuck alone. Real rap. I mean,
it's
I'm saying.
It's,
like,
it's, the thing about it is, and this is why I made me mad, because I was actually at one of my label mates' house when he got the call, you know, that was on the news. So, honestly, I said earlier,
I'm
going to
get
to my brother.
Callers. Shout out to everybody who pressed one and everybody who's tuning in tonight. I'm going to definitely get to your call and, you know, show you guys some love. I appreciate all the support tonight.
Like,
go ahead and jump up.
But no, but see, if somebody was wearing a different brand, and if it was a like I said earlier, a polo shirt or whatever brand you want to wear, if the person was wearing that, would they have singled out that? Would they have went on the Ralph Lauren website and put a picture of the polo symbol up there, like look out for this or whatever like that? You know, that it's kind of like affiliating us, even though they don't know. Because my man said earlier, they don't know what's going on. And it's fucked up that we're paying the cops $24,000 a year, and they don't know what the fuck is going on out here in the streets. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Number one. Number two, it's affiliating us with that shit. You know, it's making people think that it's one of us by doing that. You can't.
Yeah.
There's no way that they should have been able to go on. That's dangerous. Hold on. It's dangerous for us. It's like Nan just said, he was walking around wearing the shirt. Yeah, he wearing the shirt here, wearing the shirt there. What if the person that got robbed seen somebody in a Rising Grind or a Blood Money Entertainment shirt and decided they wanted to retaliate and do something? It's affiliating us with that crime, and it's defamation, that character. Actually, we should be able to sue them or bring up some kind of legal I forgot the word I'm looking for, but bring up something illegal, some kind of legal action against them. Because
you know what? And that's how I feel. Like, I really feel that way. Like, what it is,
but,
you know what I mean? Even watching a video, come on. Like, I'm sorry.
But, like, honest, you know, like,
head.
You.
I'm going to be honest.
But you supported
honest.
Our
like,
movement for the longest.
Head.
So,
wait,
you
hold
know
hold
our
hold
niggas.
Hold.
You know our niggas. You know
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
none
yeah.
of our niggas got dreads, and ain't none of our niggas 18 to 20 years
yeah.
old. But that definitely wasn't
yeah.
none of, we didn't been at a gazillion shows. You could go on all our Instagrams. That's none of our niggas.
Right.
And niggas
right.
know that. Like, niggas in the street know us. They didn't check back. Whenever something happened in the streets, niggas contact us. Like, niggas contact who they need to contact to find out what was what. Niggas know it wasn't nobody affiliated with us. They don't even know who them niggas was. You know what I'm saying? But the fact
right.
that they wore our brand specifically so that when they went in the joint, niggas would target us instead of targeting
right.
them is some nut shit. Because anybody
right.
can buy our shit. You can hop on the website, buy one of our joints today, go rob
right.
a bank. Now everybody coming
right.
at our team.
Right. Right, right. Get it ordered to get it shipped to your house and have it within 3 days and go out and do something. And I guess that's somebody from Blood Money. You know, that's BS. That's like somebody wearing a No Limit shirt or a Rockaway shirt or, you know what I'm saying, and doing
yeah,
it. And they saying that Jay-Z's responsible for it. You know, it's BS.
Yeah.
But look, the Rise and Grind mixtape about to drop. In the heat of all the BS, we got the Rise and Grind mixtape about to drop. Hopefully, I think next week it's about to drop. It'll be on the website, 215bloodmoneyent.com. Or you can get
exactly.
it from us in the street because we be everywhere.
Exactly. Now, shout out to Blood Money ENT, Rise and Grind mixtape. The cover is crazy. Coming soon. It don't stop. And I do want to take this time to shout out to MusicKnox.com. If you're not on MusicKnox.com, definitely get on it. Make a web page. Sell your music. They help promote you. And it's an online community if you want to check out your music. So even if you don't do music, you can definitely tune in to MusicKnox.com and check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they just
and
had me
course,
on the show, too. Shout them out.
Yeah,
they just had me on the blog and shit.
Yeah, we fuck with you now. We fuck with you. But also, coming September 20th, I'm doing a huge show at Voltage Lounge on 7th and Spring Garden. Definitely hit me up on Instagram or Twitter. Call me or whatever, HONESTPHRE or 215-839-8186. And if anybody about this topic, you got to follow what I say. Call me also. I will address it. Shout out to everybody listening in. I'm going to take another caller. You know, we got a lot of people supporting the show tonight. I appreciate everybody. 731-334, welcome to Philly Shaw Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, we lost that caller. 509.
509-821. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, honey? This is Manny.
Hey, Manny. What's good? How you doing tonight? Thank you for tuning in right. again.
Yo, I was listening to that topic, man. The boy, I don't know his name, man, but the boy was saying his topic on the nose like a lot of stuff. Number one, let's just be honest. Like, niggas is emotional, regardless of how you look at it. And my opinion on why a lot of shit going down today, you got, like, I'm in my 30s. I did time. I was one of them same emotional niggas, you know, 19, 18 back in the day when I done picked up a gun for the first time and you started using it. So I understand where niggas coming from, but when our emotions was on some shit like we was trying to get money and other niggas was on some shit like, dog, we ain't trying to have that. So we went to war with niggas in our own hood because of that. You see, they thought we was young boys, so they thought they could young ballers. So that's what I was up. But there's a lot of niggas today, it's not even about, it's about, tell you the truth, I don't know what it's about. But a lot of these niggas, these young boys today, they just using, it's emotional because they don't know how to be men. Like back then, you know, we still had big brothers and big cousins teaching us the game, where they teaching each other the game. Like how can a 16-year-old teach another 15-year-old what life is about? You
right.
know what I'm saying? They don't want to. So, only thing they're going to tell them, like, look, man, it's whatever. We're going to do what we got to do out here. And anybody getting our way, we airing them out. And nigga ain't got to even be in your way. The nigga just can be on his own little thing, and they just can be on some other shit. They get emotional about anything. If a person says something the wrong way or look at them the wrong way, a lot of young boys react to it in a way where only thing they know is how to pick up a gun. And it's bad, but that's just what it is. I'm not going to sit here and say that. What they doing? I'm gonna say that what they doing is wrong, but I was still that one. I was still a young doing the same thing. So at the same time, I did my time. So you see what I'm saying? Like I learned my lesson. But as far as going back again, like you said, motherfuckers that be in jail, then they come home, then they go back, whatever. Niggas don't learn. Niggas think the streets is all is the end all to be all they dream. I mean, I was in jail when them crackers, and I'm not trying to be smart. And I'm not racist by no means. But I understood what them people did to me. I don't watch these people I don't watch these people run up in cells with handcuffs stuffed in their gloves, beating up friends of mine. You see what I'm saying? I don't watch these people, the same people that denied me food for 3 days, could have killed me from starvation if they wanted to. So I understand, like, I've been through that. So the reason why I didn't want to go back because I refused to have these people ever put their foot on my neck like
exactly.
they did.
Exactly, yes. And then now, even for me, like I said, like, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not wrapped too tight sometimes. But, I was falsely accused and I was arrested before, you know, and I had to go to pick. I was only there for, like, 7 hours. But it was the worst thing I've ever been through in my fucking life. You know, I had to wait to get bailed out or whatever. Listen,
you don't want it.
Yeah, you don't want it. But that's what I'm saying. And then, like, after that situation happened, like, I will always say this, you know, and then I even try to teach my son. People are not worth your freedom. They're not worth you losing your temper. They're not worth you losing your life. They're not worth it. Try to walk away. But, you know, if you can't walk away, try to just hold the person down. And this is even a public service announcement I want to give to people. If you feel like you're strong and you could fuck a person up or whatever, make them feel stupid. Put them in a headlock or something. Like, you know, hold them up against the wall so security come and get them. You know, that's what I've had to do in the last two situations. Like, you know, this girl, she swung on me. You know what I mean? Well, this is dealing with a female. I've had to, you know, punch a couple guys in the face and, you know, situations, cut guys or whatever, put my hands on some men. But men get, you know, they can't control their emotions. That's tonight's topic. But, you know, in those situations with those females trying to fight me and claw my eyes out, you know, I put my elbow in a bitch back of her neck till security came and got her. And then another situation, I was in a cab with this girl who's supposed to be my homie. She swing on me. I pushed her up against the wall of the cab till we got to that stop, and I kicked her out the car like, get the fuck away from me. You're not worth it, bitch. But, you know, and then
like,
in my years
like,
of not being in a fight,
you know, I haven't fought a female in years. You know, like back when I was younger, you know, I got into fights because trying to defend my, you know, my young bucks and my peoples and stuff like that. But I haven't gotten into any fights. The last situation I had, you know, this nut-ass motherfucker from Philly, you know, he felt some type of way about, you know, everything. He couldn't control himself. So, you know, he came up on me at this event I was at. The boy swung on me. You know, I dipped, but I got him right in his jaw. You know, I had to punch him because he was, you know, I didn't know what to do. I thought I had to, like, really fuck him up. But this was a guy attacking me. You know what I'm saying? He was so mad afterwards, like, let me get her, let me get her. But security took him away, and I was cool. But I'm going to be honest, like, I haven't had any situations where females get out of pocket. I slowly just see our male species deteriorating because they can't control the emotions.
Yes, like you said, because they don't, we don't, men, I'm going to tell you like this. In the world today, man, it's hard for a man to go out and have fun. Because you got other niggas out there that don't want to, they just be there to fucking bother you. And as a dude, I could be with my homies, or even with, like, for a couple of niggas that's online right now, we all could be out swinging. Damn, what's up, Honest Down, such and such. All right, we going down there. What's up, you coming, we coming through. And we could all meet on the strip for you, have some drinks, laugh and everything. Other niggas can see us chilling with you and be on some other shit. So now we in the club, we having fun, we doing our thing, and we got these niggas we don't even know want to walk by and grit and all that other extra. Like, niggas be just be wanting to do things. So it's kind of hard.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. I don't even know. But one thing I do want to address before you even go nonfiction. I don't know. Like, I know you're very busy, but I do support music. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take a music break in a second too. I do support music, but I gotta know, like, like, what do you have coming up? Because I do want to take this time while everybody's listening to find out something positive about the whole Blood Money ENT Tour Punishment 100 Strong movement, right?
Yeah, well, actually, right now I'm working on the Underrated Legend 2. I got DJ Uncle Jim from Club Onyx hosting that. We got the Rise and Grind mixtape about to drop too. And I actually did a song called Evicted because I went through a lot of evictions coming up. And I recently teamed up with One Step Away newspaper. That's for people that are homeless, and it's basically supporting the slogan that everybody is one step away from homelessness. You know, nobody's excluded from that. One bad decision or one thing happened, you never know what your situation may be. So I'm trying to give back through that newspaper and that corporation, and they're going to use my song basically as a theme song for a campaign to help raise money for homeless.
And you'll see them at Red October, honestly.
I know, that's the fuck right. Red October will definitely be turned up. You know, X-Squad DJs in the building, you know what I mean, supporting hip-hop, the underground community, and All Stars Bar and Grill, you know what I mean? You definitely get a chance to win two tracks from platinum producer Looney Tunes, two features from national recording artist Young L.A., and salute Young L.A., come in! Salute Young LA, who also supports the Hitmakers conference call every second Monday. You know what I mean? Make sure you guys tune in. This Monday is going to be phenomenal. Like, phenomenal.
Marcus Houston.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Like, I gotta say this. Like, the conference call that's going to go down Monday is going to be really, really ridiculous. And you guys have to tune in. Salute to my boy, DJ Will Money, who put it together, the X-Squad DJ president. You know what I mean? He's the president for the whole entire thing. You know what I mean? First, we're going to have my boy, Catch Rex from Philly, Skip representing there. Midwest, they saw LOE. Shout out to all you guys. We're going to have a special announcement from the Ohio Hip Hop Awards founder, and of course Amari J. And then as we turn up, it's going to be Marcus Houston on the line, Matt Wild, and I'm going crazy for Estelle. You know, everybody's giving us some new music, you know, new events. Definitely it'll be a way for anybody who wants to get involved with any of the artists to be able to collaborate with them and find out, you know, how you can make a connection. But the call is September 9th, 7 p.m. Make sure you call in 530-881-1400 and the passcode 350-819. Or you can check out my Instagram or Twitter, because I am hosting the show and I will be promoting it all day, every day like I do. HONESTPHIRE. Shout out to everybody supporting on Instagram and, you know, showing love. And I definitely got to show love to my boy, DJ Breezy, the real DJ Breezy. He's my co-host on the Fireworks Show through Philly DMV Hot Radio. We will be airing tomorrow live from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Check us out on PhillyHotRadio.com, and that's H-O-T-T Radio, or DMVHOTTRadio.com, or you can search on the TuneIn app for Philly Hot Radio or Fireworks Show, and that's PHIREWORKEC, Fireworks. And I love you, Miss P. Oh, I'm just seeing Little Miss P, LLMISS, the letter P. Just shouting her out because she on Instagram with a sad face. I love her. But big up to everybody on the line. I gotta clear this up for me. Like, when you've come to a situation, Nine, you know, where, you know, things got out of hand, I want to know, how did you handle it? And did you use your music as an outlet to, you know what I mean, vent your emotions? I just want to know, because I know you ain't locked up, so tell us where.
Yeah, well, honestly, I'm kind of like the king of diffusing situations with my kind of team, and with, I don't know, with niggas knowing already what it is, it's easy, it's kind of easier to diffuse situations. But when it comes to family, I don't know, that's a different level. Like, once you cross a certain line, it's like you got to take it there, because you got to, that's your first, priority is to protect your own. But if you don't resort to violence or make me feel like my life is threatened, you can talk, you can say whatever you want. Like, I ain't worried about that. Like, bust a move. Like, once you make a move, or I think you're going to make a move, that's the only point that you won't get me to react or get me to act.
Right.
I don't think, like, too many people die over conversation. Like, somebody said something, somebody looked the wrong way. Like, it ain't even that deep. I ain't about to go to jail because you looked at me the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? I got to feel like my life is changing.
Okay. Definitely, that's, and I appreciate that. I really, really do. I really appreciate what you said, because people have to open up there. You know, you have to open up your mind a little bit and open up to your mind to the fact that you have a future. You know, a lot of the time, you know, I will agree, because I was also in that same predicament. I was in your shoes, everybody. Like, I was in your shoes, where people say you ain't going to be shit. All you could do is suck dick, or all you could do is just shake your fat ass, honest. Or if I had your ass, I'd be on a pole, or I'd be out of state dating, whatever. Like, I don't choose to make those decisions, because I'm like, I have a future. I want to look at myself later. I want to teach my son something. You know what I mean? And that's what I would like. More fellas, like I said, you guys are like 0 to 1 with us. Like, women are definitely, they have like the upper hand, when it comes to controlling their emotions, yeah, we might slash the tires, cut your clothes up and shit like that, but y'all ain't going to do nothing about that. Ain't no real consequences from shit like that. I got away with it. You know, I've got away with, you know, breaking a guy's window, you know, and we still cool. He followed me on Instagram right now. That's my homie. Like, you know, I ain't fucked up too much shit, but like I said, I even had my son's father who's been incarcerated for too long. Like, I would like you to be free. I want to open every cell in Attica because they're free.
Like, that's just spilling to the next generation because you act on impulse off of ego at that moment. And then when you turn around, like, now you can't be there for your seed. Now you got some other nigga fucking your girl. Now something go down and your niggas need you to ride. You're not there to ride. So you basically create a worse situation for yourself. So if that's 100% necessary, it's no sense in even acting on it off of ego.
Wow,
that's real shit. That's real shit.
That's why me, you know, a lot of people, I consider myself a real CEO because, you know, I take advantage of what I have, and what I have to give is passion. So, you know, not just thinking about changing somebody's life, I already done it by just living, you know what I mean? But like that guy said, it's good to tell somebody, oh, man, you got your – come on, man, don't have your pants down like that. That's what all of y'all look like. Changed up, you know what I mean? The whole world came with braids. Now everybody cutting their hair off because they know how it looks.
Real right. That's real right.
I didn't even know Blood Money. You know what I mean? But you know, they at my house. We drunk for a whole weekend. Now I'm gonna have them on the panel for Red October to talk about business.
Yeah, cause it's crazy. Like right now, I really want to take this time. Of course, I just shouted out Looney Tunes and Reekin' Bull because I was about to play some of their music, but tonight's show, we have so much to say. I have more callers. I want to open up your calls. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in. I will get to you for sure, but tonight's topic is crazy. I really want to get a chance to, you know, express yourselves as fellas. I know a lot of guys follow me and they support me with all due respect, you know what I mean, because y'all know I'm about my business or whatever. Right now, I just really want to look into it because, like, we had a discussion earlier and even last week, testosterone also, like I said, it controls you guys' erections. You know, it's controlling. You guys want to fuck that bitch because her ass is fat or because her lips is pink. Or
I got a girl in my bed. I got a girl in my bed right now. I ain't worrying about cutting. I don't want her to come wake up and go get that money, pay these bills, and go back to sleep.
Yeah. I'm about to, you know what? Shout out to, like I said, Looney Tunes. He support me on Instagram. You know what I mean? I really support the whole Beat Jug mixtape. The Jug is real. The Jug is real mixtape. All right, yeah, I remember. Y'all know my memory sucks sometimes. But the Jug is real mixtape. Definitely out right now. I'm going to take another caller. Somebody else, just press the one, call in, press the one. Press one, I will open up your mic. I definitely got you. Join in on Philly Shine Radio, 267-331. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Fuck K Walker.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
K Walker.
Call us from South Philly.
Shout out to K Walker, my special guest. You know what I mean? Definitely, that fucking blog is crazy. You know, tonight I'm talking about you fellas all the way around the board, but definitely how y'all control your emotions. But go in, Kay Walker. What you been up to first? I gotta get that. I want to know that first.
I just did something for ABC Family. You know, I crossed over to the white people.
Salute. Kay Walker is definitely a talented videographer, producer, rapper, shit talker. Like I said,
we had you
last week on the fireworks show through Philly DMV Hot Radio. And, you know, he made a statement. You know, he said the tranny was the new king of Philly. Gilly got to follow down and let, you know, the tranny, you know, start signing niggas, the tranny chasing records. And what was so crazy, Friday night I was able to see Gilly at the Made in Philly concert. Shout out to Asia Sparks, my boo. Fuck that joint up. But Gilly, I told him what you said. He put his head down, was cracking the fuck up. He was like, these niggas was fishing and they pulled out dicks. Like,
That's crazy.
What's that tranny chaser blog? Like, things people say when they get caught chasing trannies. What's the name of your blog? I forget. You know, my memory sucks.
Shit niggas say. No, shit. I forgot. You know, I forgot. Shit niggas said. I forgot. You know what I'm saying?
How we gonna find it if you forgot it?
Because you can always post it. You know what I mean? I seen you talking about you was on a joint, you was up here talking to somebody. I called in to see what y'all was talking about.
Well, yeah, tonight's topic, you know, I'm talking about testosterone. I want to know, you know, do guys control their hormones, you know, or do they let it control them? Because seriously, I wanted to know, like, why do guys, you know what I mean, can't control it? Because, you know, more guys are in prison, more guys get caught up, you know, than women. You know, more guys are in fights than women, you know what I mean? Like, but they say that we're so emotional, you know, we bleed, we give birth and stuff. I think you guys have it worse than us. Like, you really do, y'all. Y'all have it worse than giving birth. Because I like giving birth. That shit was amazing. But y'all got it worse than that. You know? Y'all really do.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like, I want to hear what y'all got to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, basically, a lot of people, we're saying a lot of different things, but I want to know what you think about the topic. You called in Philly? Like, how do you feel? And let's be 100. You know, I'm gonna ask you a specific question then, because you want to go shy.
No, I ain't acting shy. I just
want
to know what y'all was saying. Like, go ahead, ask me a specific question. You know, I ain't shy.
All right. Now, in the face of a situation where it's like, you know what I mean? Let's say it's some pussy you want to get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you the type of guy that's like, if there's no condom around, are you still going to fuck her, or are you going to wait till you get a condom?
She got it. I don't know, like, I got to know where she came from. I mean, because a lot of these Philly bitches dirty, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them, like, probably 89% of them dirty. So I probably wouldn't do it, but if I knew it for a long time, I knew where she been at and all that, I probably would.
I wanna go in. All right, no, I'll let the guy do it. Go ahead. And shout out to everybody called the first one.
But wait though. It ain't just them niggas though. Cause sometimes niggas be like, no, I'm cool, and sometimes bitches would be like, no, come on. So you can't just put it on guys. Like, some of them chicks be egging niggas to go ahead and do it.
Listen. I will never forget this, and I also talked about it on my radio show, right? This guy, was gorgeous. You know, he was everything to me. You know, I was so single. I was so horny. And he was so banging. Like, we went out. We had fun. You know what I mean? Like, he took me, this when I was doing the radio show, my boy Fame Black, shout out to Fame Black, you know, when I first got started, like, 08 or whatever. You know, he gave me a ride to my show, you know, after we went out on our date and stuff, and we used to do our show just like this, 11 to 1, and then he came and picked me up at 1 o'clock, and I thought it was so nice, you know what I mean? His name was actually Lucky. You know, we started making out, and, you know what I'm saying, I invited him to my house. You know what I mean? Because I want to fuck him. You know, I know
right.
we did our first date and stuff like that or whatever, but everything's going good. He's gorgeous to me. Everything's
right.
good. I want to fuck him. So when I get to my bed, you know what I mean? All my clothes is off. All his clothes is off. But, you know, listen. But, you know, like, as a woman, you wait for the guy to reach. You know, you wait for the guy to reach for the condom. You know, he reach for the condom, he put it on the bed. You know, he reach for it, he put it somewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you got to see that reach. But, you know, he
right.
didn't go for the reach. And then he's
right.
just reaching for me. So, I'm, you know, I scoot away. I'm like, oh, boy, where the condom at? And he like, no, nah, baby, it's cool. I'm good. I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm, no, like, where the condom? Like, let's just go to the store or whatever.
Right.
Like, I'll go to the store. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then he says, let me just stick it in your butt. So I really
what?
Stood up and started getting my clothes on. You know, at that point, I'm just like, get the fuck
Whoa.
Out. Right the fuck.
Hold on. Hold on. That might have been the tranny right there. That might have been
he had a dick. Wait. He had a dick. He had a real dick. He was naked. We both were naked. I swear on everything. We both were naked. You know, we both were naked. We really were. Lucky if you're listening, call in. Like, no. But we both were naked. I'm not lying. But
wow.
I'm not into anal sex either. You know what I mean? I don't even like that shit. You want to fuck me in my ass, something wrong with you. In my opinion. That's just my opinion.
A lot of people who be
like,
calling your show be into anal sex, though, for honest.
I mean, you could be into it, but I'm not going to let you fuck me in my ass. So if y'all have that, if that's why you listening to the show for me to get you feet
right
in the
ass. I'm trying to tell you, a lot of people who be listening to your show be in some freaky shit. I be listening to them.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I think I think the tranny called your show one day, too.
Yes, they did. I love the tranny. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the bull, like, everything was going good, but the bull wanted to fuck me raw.
Hello?
Like, no, thank you.
Hello?
Where's your condom? I don't even know you. We're not even in a relationship. This is our first time. Fuck it. And you want to fuck me raw? Get out. Get the fuck out. I'm not that horny. I will masturbate before I just fuck some strange guy raw just because we had an amazing day. I don't give a fuck. Like,
if he ain't got no money for a condom, he definitely ain't got no money for that hospital bill.
Yeah, he had money because, like I said, we went out. You know, he picked up the bill.
Man, that
know?
Was left over. Man, listen. Yeah, that was left over from the income tax.
Gas was like four something a gallon.
Nah, baby.
He taking me around and shit. You know, he had the money.
No, that was the income tax he had left. Don't believe that shit. That was the income tax.
Don't
believe that.
No, so, real shit, shout out to everybody listening in. I'm sitting here live talking to my boy, K Walker Philly. Shout out to my boy, Nonfiction in the Building, X Squad DJs. We got another caller who pressed the 1. Chill with me, K. Don't hang up. Chill with me, Nine. I got you. 484-577. Welcome to Philly Time Radio. Which name were you calling from?
I heard my shout out earlier. My name is Fame Black.
Fame.
What's good with you?
Definitely having a really good show, you know, showing some love.
I told you I was going to call in. I told you I had to call in.
Well, what do you have what do you have to say about tonight's topic? Because, you know, if the topic I put out, testosterone, you know, can you guys control it, or do you guys let it control you? The underlying thing I'm saying, you know, I'm part feminist, guys. I'm pussy taking over. I'm all about women power. But I really feel like women got have one up on you fellas. Like, you know, a lot of guys, they get caught up in prisons. You know, they get caught up with bitches. They get caught up with trannies. They get even if you do a toll, we got to do a tally. I'm going to get a tally for how many people on Jerry Springer was failed out to fuck a man. They was really letting a man fuck a dick for a woman. They could. I bet you it's more men and less men fuck their dick than women. Like, it's just like, what's going on? Just because you're dick hard, you got to get it cut? Like, really? You can't wait? Tell me, how do you feel about this whole topic? Like, do you let testosterone control you?
Okay. All right, here's the thing. It's not testosterone. This is why I disagree with you. I will point counterpoint you right now, honest. This is the thing. You, as women, y'all have no real say in how the hormones affect you, which is why, you know, there's things like PMS. All right, y'all can't control that. If a man, it's not the testosterone that does it. It's not. It's actually just a man's pride. Man's pride will make him do dumb, stupid, fucked up, ignorant shit. Now, if a man is above his own pride.
Wait. Pride. So pride is a sin, though. Y'all know that already.
Right.
That makes no sense.
That's man's greatest sin is his pride. I've researched people, honest. You don't even know. I write papers on people. I write papers on human behavior. I'm not even in school. I just do it.
So go ahead. Like, can you speak on it?
So what I'm saying is, it's the pride.
Explain the man's pride to me, because I don't get it.
Okay, here's the thing. All right, you talk about dudes getting caught up with girls, all right, you know, fucking without a condom. That's the one I was listening to recently, fucking without a condom. It's really not, you know, some men, I will say that some men, I'm not even men, they're boys. Boys will be like, oh, I'm going to listen to my dick no matter what it say. I want to get my nut off. But even like a man who's got his shit together will still be like, his pride is like, I can't not fuck. Because even though he has nothing to do with his situation, he still feels in his pride like, this is a woman presenting herself. I'm letting myself down by not doing it. And that's a man that's not above his pride. And that's fucked up. All
right.
So a man, I feel like a man is a slave to his pride. That's man's greatest sin. But me, you know, taking somebody like me, it's like I've turned it down, and I felt like shit, but I've turned it down when I don't have the condom. It sucks. It feels so bad. But you know.
I will definitely vouch for that. I will vouch for saying turn it as a pussy because it was no condom around. I will vouch for that. I can vouch for that. Like,
right.
that's my homie. Like, you know, some niggas, they don't give a fuck. They like, yo, give me that. I'm about to bust this nut in there. I'm just gonna pull it out and come in your face. But you just stuck your dick in a pussy. Come on.
You just said some whole freak shit, honest. I mean, I'm hard now. Thanks a lot.
Really? Well, I do.
You're just going to be telling some freak shit on the air. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what we doing, pulling out and letting in your face? Oh, okay. No, but, yeah, seriously, I do think it's a man's pride, though. Like, men in jail, men in getting more fights, men are getting fights over pride. It's, oh, I can't back down in front of my boys. I can't back down from a fight. That makes me not a man. It's all pride. And, it, you know, it's fucked up because it gets in our heads, man. That's why a man can fuck a million bitches while he's in a relationship with a woman, but as soon as that woman fucks one dude, now he's upset because it's his pride.
So wait a minute, but pride. Now let's even go into, like, you could say pride, but that pride comes from an emotion. That emotion comes. Now let's be honest. Like, we're people, you know what I mean? But people, we're really machines. Like, it's a lot of chemicals going on inside of us. You know what I mean? That's even why you have certain people who are really, you know what I mean, who are really, like, you know, mentally disturbed. You know what I'm saying? Because their whole chemical imbalance is crazy. You know what I mean? But I really want to get into the fact that, you know, endorsements, you know, testosterone, like, why do guys go into, you know, this loose, like, you just loose all of a sudden?
What do you mean by loose?
Like, they lose. Like, they lose. And, like, why do they let emotion get them loose? Like, you know, they just fucking up.
Well, like I said, like when it comes to the pride, when it comes to the emotion that is pride, it's like you'd rather, you know what I mean? It's so simple. It's like you'd rather ball in front of your niggas and spend that money, blow your check in the strip club on bitches, so the bitches think you got money and your niggas think you got money, but that was your rent check. You know what I mean? That, like, it was your pride that makes you don't want to look like a bitch. You don't want to look like you're not a baller. You want to impress people who don't even know you. And that's, I mean, because we want to feel important. You know what I mean? And that's where the losing comes in, because the next day you're like, oh, that was my rent check, man. Now I'm fucked up in the game trying to, you know, talk to your landlord like, man, hey, landlord, you can fuck my girl, man, if I can get a couple weeks on the rent. Well, yeah, man, it's fucked up. That's why I think people are losing. I mean, I don't know. I don't really associate with people that are losing. So that's my guess.
I thought it was out of here. Not all of it. Listen, first of all, I really want to say thank you, and I really appreciate what you said. Yeah, what you said speaking about the topic for tonight. I want the society to change. I really do. I want guys to recognize, I don't know if y'all are on your period. Yeah. Some of you aren't. I don't know. Like, that's what I want to say, because guys say women can't control their emotions. Oh, you on your period. Oh, whatever. You a bitch today. Whatever. But we not the ones that's feeling at the prison. You know, women, we got one up on you guys. We not the ones getting caught with our pants down. We not getting caught with trannies. Like, it's the guys. Like, where is the control for the guys? You know, do y'all let testosterone rule your life? Like, do you? Do you let that ego and your pride rule your fucking life? You can't let it rule your life. I like how I'm in the studio, everybody's shaking their head. They're like, man, fuck no, I got my life together. I'm not, you know, all loose.
Well, I mean, but, yeah. Look, well,
I'm gonna say this. There's a lot of guys I respect, and they're free. They're not locked up and stuff like that. But it's a lot of guys I know that's booked. Don't y'all know a lot of niggas booked? Be honest. How many bitches y'all know locked up?
Of course. But
you wait. You know more bitches locked up than niggas. That's because you must talk with a lot of crazy bitches. That was a shout out to Danny. We in the studio or whatever. Definitely follow Danny 215. Alright, Danny talking shit. Alright. But more guys are locked up or whatever. And definitely I got a shout out to the artist recording today in the studio. Shout out to Twitter, your Instagram, how people can follow you or whatever, find out about your music.
It's your Rolex BSF on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me now.
Big up to all the great music my homie's doing. You know what I mean? Definitely a lot of Dunny Engineering needs to be in everybody's tape deck. You know, I'm about to play some shit right now. But, you know, tonight's topic is crazy. Like, do you let testosterone control you? Like, I think it's way better.
You let it control you? Yeah, I'm done with Dunny. Dunny is playing games tonight. He wants to be joking or whatever. He's up with some, he lets testosterone control him. But Dunny is obviously a guy who is about his business, great businessman. He's not locked up, cool dad. I never seen him on no bullshit. But
on some real shit, it's turn up time. Like, it's about having a future. Nothing is worth, you know, losing what you have, losing your future, losing your home, you know what I mean? Or even losing your freedom. That's all I'm saying. And y'all can say it's a pride thing, whatever. It's to control your emotions. Like, stop complaining about bitches, you know, on their period. You know, yeah, we give birth, but we ain't locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, bitches is controlling the world. But guys, you get your place. You know, that's all I'm saying. Get your place together. Shout out to Kay Walker. Shout out to MusicKnox.com. Shout out to Blood Money ENT, Pure Punishment, 100 Strong, XY DJs, Fame Black. We got a lot of stuff that we're working on. And Fame, Kay Walker, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Kay Walker, Fame, you still on the line?
Yeah,
man. Y'all related. You, nice meeting you, sweetie. You, Kay Walker, are related to Fame Black. I got to introduce you guys. Y'all like long lost cousins or something. I just want to say
that.
I don't know. Because y'all both are similar. Y'all remind me of each other. Y'all both very talented. But I think y'all might got the same dad.
No, but if he know where he at, he need to call me.
You're on the line, baby.
Hey,
you know where your dad is.
Shit, he know where he at. He need to holler.
Yo, Fame, who your dad though? Cause
no,
I got the same dad.
Hold on, I'm gonna say the J Cole line about my dad right now. All right, look, I ain't mad at that nigga, but if there was a plane crash and it only killed his lame ass, I'd be glad it's that nigga.
All right. Y'all do got the same dad. Y'all do probably got the same damn nut ass dad. Fuck your dad. See, his little testosterone full ass sitting there just having all these babies, and they don't even know that they brothers and shit. Like, y'all brothers. Y'all not cousins. Like, god damn. Like, what the hell is going on with testosterone? Like, But let me say this. I did this show. I want to do a little disclaimer. I did this show not just to bash you guys, because I really love men. I love looking at you guys. You know my love, how gorgeous men are. It's nothing like a rock hard dick. Like, you get the man so excited and he just wants you so bad. All right, I don't want to go in too much. But y'all know, I salute my kings. I salute my gods. Like, I really do see guys as that precious, because that's how I was raised. You know, I was raised to, you know, value myself and to value a man, to want to have him to be my king and do everything for him whenever he wanted, and to be around his greatness and to make him hard and excited and happy. That's what I want to do to men. Like, I don't want anybody to think that I'm bashing the men. I love men. I'm not bashing the fellas. But on some
real
shit.
You need
shit
to go work at a prison.
Hell no. I couldn't work at a prison. I definitely blow that shit up. My first
I'm telling you.
My rig is closer to the whole wall. Like, yo, we out.
They could definitely use you up at Greatest for it.
Why? Why
do
you say
that?
Why do you say they could use me at Greatest for it?
They
if you don't know, honest, if you don't know, you know, go find out.
Shut up. Fuck y'all. I know. Shut up. Ain't nobody going to goddamn Greatest for it. I don't need no goddamn job.
I'm talking about
You said you love. I'm talking about you. I mean, you want like you love men so much. You love hard niggas. Look, go up. Listen.
No, you need to go up.
You need to go upstate and make yourself available.
Fuck you. Why would I have to do that?
I'm just saying, because you would be very appreciated.
Whoa. Nah. I'm good. I don't even do the jail niggas. I'm good.
I want to say this.
I would never need to look for nothing. You know what I mean? If my babe not at my fingertips, something wrong with me. That's all I got to say. You know what I mean? Like, if I get real horny, and then I gotta go like more than 5 days, like something's going down. All right.
Channel 99.
Yeah, I don't have those type of issues. But salute everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to everybody calling. Definitely press one. We still got a half an hour left in the show. Almost 20 minutes left in the show. I do want to take some time to play some music. Like, we really didn't get into any music tonight on the show. Sorry, Demel, I didn't see your call. I didn't see you on the call or whatever. But I definitely got to go into this song. And this is dedicated for everybody who's getting ready for cuffing season. You know what I mean? Like, find somebody to love. So this is my boy, Looney Tunes. It's a brief song. I'm going to go back to the switchboard. You know what I mean? Open up the line to everybody. Shout out to my boy, Nonfiction on the line. I got some blood money in the switchboard. I got some Nonfiction for sure. So I'm going to go and play some music and come right back on this topic.
Let me talk to you for a second, man.
Let me talk.
I got something weighing on my heart. I know we friends, baby. But I don't want to dance the part. Let it go. And I started with my permit. You laid eyes on. And I laid eyes on. Yeah. She's smelling good with you, man. I told her it's a secret. You might have to keep it. Yeah. She said, I don't do no secret. But for you, baby boy, I might just keep it. She say, tell me in my ear. Come tell me nice and slowly. I said, baby, you the one. You my one and only. I like you, you like me. We're the vibe, boo. We don't need to be. I look at you and you look at me. And you smiling hard and I see the feet. And I'm rubbing you and you rubbing me. And I'm loving you and you loving me. But now you know I'm just trying to find somebody. Me, when I fight, boo, we don't need to be. I look at you when you look at me. And you
everybody listening in. Everybody tuning in on the show. Definitely big up to all the support and everybody calling in. Shout out to my homegirl, Kira Beer in the building. My sister, hey boo.
Yo, what's up?
You know, chilling out tonight. Tonight, you know, we got a little topic, you know, talking about the guys not being able to control a hormone. And, you know about my homie Blood Money, right? The guys that own Club 1800.
What happened?
First of all, the Philadelphia Police Department put out this video of a suspect just because they were wearing a Blood Money T-shirt. At the end of the police video, they want to put up Blood Money's logo and stuff like that. Like, that's a description to find the person committing a crime. Like, it's crazy. You got to check out my Instagram. But tonight's topic is, I want to know your perspective, because I really feel like women, we have like one up on the guys, because the guys are filling up the prisons, the guys are the ones getting caught for everything, and at the end of the day, I don't think that they can control their hormones. They say that we are emotional, you know, we can't control our hormones, we can't control our emotions, but I really think it's the guys. What do you think about the topic?
Yeah.
It's just hold on speaker. I can't hear you. Care Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Also, the guys, they say control their hormones because when they first meet you, they always want to just smash real quick instead of trying to get to know you or whatever. And if you take a long time, like months, then they don't have any patience because they so thirsty and pressed.
Yeah, that is so true.
They be so thirsty to get some. They don't ever want to wait. They just want to go jump right into it.
Yeah, they don't even care. Even like last week, that situation with those trannies, right? Come on, guys. Y'all sitting up there looking for the trannies, though? Mm-mm. Did you see that tranny situation?
Were they actually looking for the trannies?
Now, I'm going to say this, and this is my whole stance. Like, I support the LGBT community. I support them to the fullest. You know what I mean? I really do. I will commit, and I will always say that those guys knew that they were looking at guys, you know. And for the most part, they didn't want to control their emotions. They wanted to just go off that feeling of whatever they saw and just, you know, just throw caution to the wind.
They so they don't even want to. Kalayla talking about, why don't I just let her go to sleep?
Oh, because that's what happens at this time of night. Silly Shine Radio. Aww. Oh, she is feisty. But go ahead, finish what you were saying before she interrupted you.
What was I saying?
You were saying that
they don't even care. They nasty. They don't even want to wear condoms. They just want to go raw. They just want to go for that pill and then do what they feel. They don't care no more. They want to do whatever they can get away with. If they would have never been exposed, they would have still been doing the same thing, talking to them trannies.
Yeah, I can't do all that fucking new nigga shit. I'm good. Like, you got to be real, real special. Like, know me for some years. Know me. Like, I can't just trust these guys. Like, I don't know. Sometimes that ain't even really a good sister, I will say, a good, like, you know, way to sort the guys out, because even people that you know for a long time, going into, you know, one of the guys who was courting that tranny situation, I knew him for a long time, but, you know, that still didn't stop him. Some party promoter that still didn't stop him from,
the event that we did, you know, he took the door money and left without paying me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes it don't even matter. Yeah, that's what happened last week. The boy, yes, he was ordinary. You got to check my page out. You ain't even looking here,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, it's funny. No, not, yeah, the bull from the joint at the mezzanine or whatever. He's a little fucking tranny chaser.
Oh, okay. I thought I was somebody else. It ain't who I thought it was.
Yeah, no, not that motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
But you got all this sympathy. Control your emotions. That nigga don't need your sympathy. God damn it.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't care. That nigga, you never know. I see some niggas that was on there explaining themselves. Like, I didn't even know there was this training nigga. You know. Some of them pictures look kind of funny on the side. You knew what you was doing. You thought you was being sneaky. You didn't think you was going to get court. You got court.
And that's my whole thing. You got court. Stop getting caught up, guys. Be a little bit more smarter. That's what this show is today. I really want to get my men, you know what I mean? I salute you guys, you know what I mean? I definitely love my men, you know what I mean? I love y'all being productive. I love y'all taking care of y'all kids. I love y'all making money, driving fast cars, having great jobs, you know what I mean? But that prison shit, they're getting caught up with trainee shit. They're getting caught up with diseases shit. That's not cool. You know what I mean? And then let's also bring this back, like, even talking about diseases. Like, a lot of people, they make it seem like, oh, it's women because more women have diseases. No. What it is always that one guy that's spreading it around and all the bitches.
Or, you know,
it's
a couple of guys. The women going to the doctors and getting checked out. That's how these niggas know, because they don't take their nasty asses to the doctor.
Yeah, that too. Shit. Like, come on. Get your shit together. And that's all I'm just saying. Like, you know, be a little bit more in control, because I feel like there's been lots of times I could have lost control, but I chose not to. You know, I chose to, you know, think better of the situation and also think about my future. So what you're doing right now, if it hinders your future, don't do it. Like, real shit. But I want to just close out the show, playing some music. Definitely want to salute my boy Looney Tunes. This is a song that he produced. A lot of people love it. You know what I mean? It's Love Song by Rihanna featuring Future. Definitely a great song to just even close it out. And then it's all about love, you know, even if you got to put, everything on anything, like, love is something that you can really always win with, because you could win showing more love than losing your temper and hating or being stupid, you know what I'm saying? Try to love somebody. So, good night. We will be back Tuesday. You know, next week is all about the Coke Boys. Shout out to French Montana. Shout out to Booth City, Stella, Bugsy, everybody representing the Coke Boys and Coke Girls, South Coke Boys, South New York. I'm going to see you this weekend. Philly, I'm going to see you this weekend. Tune in tomorrow for the fireworks show through Philly DMV Hot Radio, HO2Ts. Follow me on Instagram. Shout out to Care Bear who tuned in. Shout out to Richie Rolex in the studio making that music. Shout out to Fuck K Walker, Shane Black, his long lost brother, Arson, Blood Money ENT, Nonfiction, VVS Stone. Shout out to DJ A Sean, DJ Hype Man Crunk. Everybody who tuned in tonight, the Mel XY DJs, I already know what it is.
Turn your radios way the fuck up. The invasion has started. Tony H, A&R of the streets.
I relate with all this talking, man, on these motherfucking mixtape, man. I really let these motherfucking records show you, nigga, what a beat is, my nigga.
Ain't that wrong with it?
Love and affection, and I hope I'm not sounding.
side, and when I'm trying to save me, give it to me on a daily. If I'm your girl, say my name, boy, let me know. I'm in control. We both grown, so how we feel, we can let it show. I won't play around. I wanna lay it down. I need you now. I need you now.
Tonight was more about talking and music. So tomorrow I'm going to have to play more music. Hope you're ready, DJ Breezy. Tune in, guys, the fireworks show through Philly, HOTTRadio.com, DMV, HOTTRadio.com. And don't forget, turn up from the streets to the stage Saturday evenings on UE Radio. That's what they said from DNL Entertainment. Still riding strong. Hit me up. Good night.